12-6 Beloit lead with the basketball. The inbound to Wyatt Brockman. Across the half-court line at the Trojan. Gerstner into the corner for Beisner. Back to Noah. Out top, Brockman lobbing to Beisner for the stuff on the alley-oop. Bryce Beisner throws it down for the Trojans. 14-6 the score. 3:10 in the first quarter. Quinn to Gerstner on the left side. Noah between the legs of the dribble. Gets a screen from Johnson. A deep three from the left wing for Noah. Right before the buzzer for Noah Gerstner. Knocking down the triple to give Beloit a 27-8 lead after one quarter.
Double screen out top. Raby left open for three, just left of center. Nothing but the bottom. Miley has 30, and it's a 31-point lead for Smith Center. 55-24 with 3:13 to play.
A lot of highlights from last night's high school basketball action as Beloit and Smith Center split their games. The Smith Center girls winning 57-25, and the Beloit boys picking up an 85-28 win. I'll have more on those games coming up here momentarily. Welcome to the Sports Ticket this morning on this Wednesday, February 22nd, 9/11 is the time here on Katy Country 94 as we have, we'll get to the other high school basketball scores from last night in the area, and we'll also have K-State in focus as the Wildcats were taking on Baylor last night for the second time this season. And coming up later here in the Sports Ticket, we'll be joined by Matt Derrick, the voice, not the voice, but I could call him the voice of Chiefs Digest. He's the one we talk to all the time, right? Matt Derrick will join us from Chiefs Digest to talk about the Chiefs Super Bowl win. Our final chat with Matt here this season as we head into the offseason now for the Chiefs. So that's what's coming up here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Glad to have you with us here this morning. Again, last night, high school basketball. I'm going to give you some of the other scores from the area, and then we'll have recaps. Jason had Osborne and Rock Hills. The Osborne girls fought there early, but ended up with the loss to Rock Hills. The Rock Hills girls fought early and ended up with the loss to Osborne. I mixed that around in my mind as I was thinking about two different things at once there. Osborne girls end up with the win, 50-43. Again, Jason, I have more on that coming up here momentarily. And then the boys' game, Osborne winning 49-22. Other girls' scores from last night, Lakeside over Sylvan Lucas, 60-53. St. John's Tipton beat Lincoln, 58-30. Carly Brummer was 17. Emma Jones, 14. And Ella Wiles had 12 for the Lady Jays in the win. Wilson beat Thunder Ridge, 39-25. Natoma over Southern Cloud, 38-30. Concordia beats Clay Center, 49-48 in overtime. Also, the Sylvan Lucas boys winning over Lakeside, 48-41. St. John's Tipton winning over Lincoln, 67-37. Daniel Eilert was 17. Tyson Gage, 12. Edward Hrenek had 10. Dominic Tripp led Lincoln with 13. Gage Stewart with 12. Thunder Ridge winning over Wilson, 66-31. And Southern Cloud, same score over Natoma, 66-31. Clay Center beating Concordia, 63-54 there last night. So those are the scores from the area on Tuesday night, high school basketball. Again, on Katy Country 94 and the Beloit Trojan channel at ncksports.com, the Trojans and Smith Center Redmen and Lady Red playing. The Lady Red actually got the win in the girls' contest as it was a tough go of it, though. Beloit really fought hard through that first half and did a nice job of going to halftime, trailing by just only six at 21-15. But Smith Center came out firing in the second half as they outscored Beloit in the second half, 36-10. It was 21-5 in the third quarter, 15-5 in the fourth quarter for Smith Center. Again, a 36-10 second half, going on to win 57-25. Miley Raby had a huge night. She started hot with 8 points in the first quarter, then hit a three-pointer in the second half, 11 at halftime, but erupted for 13 in the third quarter, had another six in the fourth quarter, finishing with a career-high 30. When you look at Smith Center, Miley Raby and Dakota Kattenberg combined for 51 of the 57 points, as Kattenberg had 21. She scored 8 in the third quarter. So you look at that and you have 13 for Raby in the third, 8 for Kattenberg, and they scored all 21 points combined there for Smith Center in that third quarter. They found the hot hand and did a good job of doing that all night. So not a lot of other players scored, but Raby and Kattenberg went off as Smith Center is now 17-3 on the season. Raby and Kattenberg were athletes of the game from SNS Drug and Home Health. And Beloit connects the game from Cunningham Telephone and Cable and assists from Gracie Kirkhoff to Miley Raby in the fourth quarter. And our block of the game from H&R Block and Beloit went to Cassandra Thompson. Nobody in double figures for the Lady Trojans. Marley File and Brecken Boudreau each had 5 points as Beloit finishes their regular season at 4-16. Beloit will be the number 7 seed in sub-state and will take on Southeast of Saline. That'll be on Monday. We'll have that game for you on Katy Country 94 and the Beloit Trojan Channel. Smith Center will play on Tuesday. They already had already wrapped up the number 1 seed in their sub-state Class 2A as they will play Tuesday against as I'm faltering in my brain just a half a second, they play Plainville on Tuesday at home in the first round of that 2A substate, which will be at Ellis for the semifinals and finals. Let's see if the brackets are out yet for any of this. They are not for the Ellis substate. Let's see if Russell substate by chance might be out. We're waiting to see who Beloit's going to play on the boys' side, because there is a tie for 6 and 7, and Beloit is the number 2 seed on the boys' side, so we'll keep an eye on all that. Bracket link is posted at ncksports.com. 2A and 3A substate brackets coming out later this morning from the Kansas State High School Activities Association. Usually they have those. The earliest I usually get them is 10. Sometimes they might be a little bit ahead of that, so we'll keep an eye on all that here this morning with the high school substate brackets. Again, Smith Center girls beating Beloit. The Beloit boys picking up a win over Smith Center. I'm going to play a couple more highlights from that Beloit boys game, because it was an exciting finish on senior night for a couple players who got their names into the scorebook. Beloit winning 85-28 in the boys game. They wasted no time in this one. They jumped onto a 27-8 lead. As you heard, Noah Gerstner hit that three right at the end of the first quarter. He finished with 17 points, a career high. All of his points came in the first half. Beloit led 51-15 at halftime, and really got a lot of different players into the game throughout the second half, and the starters didn't really provide. The starters, actually, the normal starters, scored, let's see, in the second half, 9 points. The rest of it was distributed to guys that come off the bench or that started last night that were seniors and got some points in the fourth quarter. So, again, 17 for Noah Gerstner, career high for him. He made 5 3-pointers in the game. Again, all that in the first half. 15 for Wyatt Brockelman. He had 3 3-pointers in the contest. He had 8 points in the second quarter. 13 points added by Bryce Beisner, including 9 in the first quarter, including the alley-oop dunk that you heard at the beginning of the sports ticket as well. So let's look at what Beloit did. They finished the regular season with a record of 15-5, and had a couple big buckets there in the second half. Beloit boys will be playing Hoisington, so Wade just sent that. Smoky Valley won the coin flip, is what Wade hears. So it sounds like the Beloit boys will be playing Hoisington coming up on Tuesday in Beloit. So thanks to Wade for sending that. Wanted to play these cuts because they're just fun, right? Seniors got into the game at the end, and Tyler Harmon and Abe Staples actually started the game. Didn't get points early, but they did late.
Tyler Harmon is out there as well. He fires 3 left side. Book it for Tyler Harmon from the left wing. 71-24, Beloit the senior Harmon into the scorebook. Staples a bucket on his final home game in his career. Free throw line jumper from the right side misses there for Wilson. Staples brings it up the floor. Right side, crossover dribble, drives to the bucket, layup good! Abe Staples on his senior night gets into the scorebook, and a crowd goes wild.
So, yeah, it worked out perfect when I said they want to get Staples a bucket. He gets a rebound and just takes it all the way and takes care of it himself. So, Tyler Harmon and Abe Staples again on senior night getting into the scorebook for the Beloit Trojans. Again, they finished the regular season at 15-5 as Smith Center finishes their regular season 3-17. Tarek Kells did have 12 points for the Redmen in that loss. The athlete of the game was Noah Gerstner for Beloit with his career high 17. And Brody Litton got the block of the game from H&R Block and Beloit in connection to the game on assist from Wyatt Brockman to Bryce Beisner, the dunk, the alley-oop that you heard earlier. So those are the awards from last night's game for Beloit as well. Jason's not back yet, so you can find info. I think he's rolling in here momentarily, so we will get his real quick thoughts here coming up in just a bit on the Rock Hills-Osborne game last night. Substate brackets again coming out today. The Kansas Basketball Coaches Association rankings, final rankings were released yesterday, and as far as the area is concerned, Osborne girls number 5 in 1A Division 1, 1A Division 2 girls. St. John's Tipton number 4, 2A girls Smith Center number 4, 3A girls Phillipsburg is number 2, Southeast Saline number 8, 1A Division 1 boys Osborne number 8, 1A Division 2 boys St. John's Tipton checks in at number 10, and also 3A boys Southeast Saline is number 2, and 2A boys TMP from the MCL is number 2, and Hill City is number 9. Again, Jason had Osborne Rock Hills last night. Some quick thoughts and a recap of how that went for you.
Yeah, I'll do the boys game first there. Osborne got off to a good start. I think they needed to take care of business like they wanted to. They got everything they wanted to accomplish. They got to you know, celebrate their seniors, get some guys into the game real early with the start, and still kind of get off to a good start themselves. And we're able to get some guys out of the game early and get themselves ready for Friday. On the girls' side, I think both Rock Hills and Osborne probably accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. Rock Hills got off to a really good start, and they played with Osborne for all four quarters. That was a three-point game, I think, with 2 minutes left. And I think and it just kind of proves that they can play with anybody as they head into sub-state. And I think Osborne, you know, they took somebody's best shot, and they survived it. And so that's what they're going to need to do as they head into the sub-state.
So, again, Osborne girls winning. What were the scores again?
50-43 for the girls and 49-22 for the boys.
Thank you. I already closed my sheet that had all that on it. So, so yeah, those are the games last night. Substate starts Thursday for a lot of the 1A girls teams. We won't have any games on Thursday because our 1A girls teams outside of Lakeside have byes that we would normally cover there. And Lakeside has been moved to Friday because they're playing Rock Hills. Both of those games will be in Downs. Rock Hills and Lakeside girls and boys will have pregame coverage 5:50, tip-off 6 o'clock on Katy Country 94, the boys game to follow. And then on Z96.3 through the lake, the Osborne boys initially were supposed to play at 7, so if you have an old bracket that you printed out from Keisha, that's not valid anymore. They're playing at 6 o'clock against Frankfort on the boys' side. Osborne is there, the number 2 seed in that Washington County substate. We'll have that game on Z96.3 through the lake with pregame coverage at 5:50, tip-off at 6 o'clock for that boys' game. So that catches you up on local sports, high school basketball locker room chats tonight at 5:15. We'll talk with the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge on Katy Country 94.
It's time for K-State in Focus. Our focus on Kansas State athletics, brought to you by Heineken Electric in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.
Our focus is on the K-State men's basketball team as they played Baylor last night and looking for a sweep over the Bears were the Wildcats. And did they get it?
And a bank shot three by Keontae George. 23 for George. But it's academic. Kansas State will sweep the Baylor Bears for the first time in 3 years. They'll improve to 15-1 at home. And their 21st win on the season. And two close friends exchange hugs, Jerome Tang and Scott Drew. But tonight, it was Kansas State's night. Your final score once again, K-State by 10 over Baylor, 75-65.
They got it. Our focus on K-State athletics today brought to you by Heineken Electric in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit. The Wildcats getting the victory over the Baylor Bears to get the sweep as they held a 23-13 lead with 7 minutes left in the first half. The Bears closed on a 21-8 run. It was actually a 21-3 run at one point in the first half for Baylor, but Baylor took a 34-31 lead at halftime. K-State would bounce back. They tied it at 43, 5.5 minutes into the second half, and then went on a 12-run to lead 55-44. Baylor never led again. K-State stretched their lead to as much as 14 in the second half on their way to that 10-point win. Keontae Johnson, a big game. Game high 25 points. Marquise Noel added a double-double with 14 points, 10 assists. He shot 10 of 10 from the free throw line. Cam Carter had another, he kind of showed back up here and had 10 points and 8 rebounds for K-State. Jerome Tang was happy, obviously, with that win and continues to celebrate and jump up into the stands and do the Wabash with the students. And he gave his thoughts on the win.
I thought our guys had energy tonight, and we executed. We didn't turn the ball over, and you know, when they made a run, we responded. Just so proud of them, man. And you know, there's within the team, there's always adversity and things that happen, and life throws things at you, and you got to respond to it. And you know, today I won't go into it, but there was some adversity that was thrown our way outside of our own doing and anything that we could control. And just to watch the guys rally around each other and really support each other and get this win tonight was just is a strong testament to their character and the type of people that they are.
K-State is now 21-7, 9-6 in the Big 12. Baylor dropped to 20-8 and 9-6. K-State was led again by Keontae Johnson with 25. He shot 11 of 17 to help lift the team to victory. Johnson did most of his damage, drives to the basket. You know, the mid-range jumper was working for him last night. I didn't get to see the game, so I can't say a lot about it, but those are the things that stood out there for K-State. They did score 42 points in the paint to just 16 for Baylor, so 26 more points in the paint for K-State. Played well defensively, obviously holding Baylor in check for the most part through the night, and just a nice win for K-State there. Again, on Tuesday, the Wildcats with the victory. K-State women play tonight against Kansas, the final Sunflower Showdown of the season. Kansas State 15-12, 4-10 of the Big 12, hosting 16-9 and 6-8 Kansas here tonight. So that's a look at what's going on in the K-State world. Our focus on Kansas State athletics today brought to you by Heineken Electric in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit. Other Big 12 games real quick from last night. Number 8, Texas rolled to a 72-54 win over number 23, Iowa State in Austin, to stay tied atop the Big 12 at 11-4 with number 3, Kansas. Texas Tech picked up their 4th straight win, beating Oklahoma 74-63 in Norman on Tuesday. All right, that'll wrap this portion of the Sports Ticket. We were joined, or are going to be joined here by Matt Derrick of Chiefs Digest here on KD Country 94 this morning. Have a great day, everybody.